shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
2 Tim chapter 3, verse 1, know this, that in the last days, according to Hebrews chapter 1, is the time of Christ, from the time of Jesus Christ up until the time of his second coming. So from the birth of Christ to the second coming of Christ, all of that time, the past 2,000 years, all of that is inclusive in the last days. Last days covers a large area. But in the last days, perilous times will come. Then we have verses 2, 3, and 4 describing the hearts of men. Men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient. Their children will be disobedient, unthankful and unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers. It means they speak evil of other people. Without self-control, they just do whatever they feel like doing. Brutal, they enjoy violence. Despisers of good. Traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure more rather than lovers of God. So in 2, 3, and 4, we have a description of individuals whose hearts are controlled by their old sin nature. All of that ugliness goes on in the hearts of people. They may be pleasant on the outside, but the inside, the heart is wicked and deceitful above all things, the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 17 and verse 9. Inside the heart, you know, you don't think so because they seem pleasant on the outside. They seem to be rather docile in terms of their presentation of themselves. But inside, all this junk goes on. And then the scariest part of these verses is verse 5. They have a form of godliness. So he's talking about people who are in the pretense of being Christians. Form of godliness. They call themselves Christians, but they deny the power of Christianity. They call themselves Christians, but they deny the power of Christianity, and they have the old sin nature is in control of their hearts on the inside. From such people, we are told in verse 5, turn away. Don't hang with them, don't fellowship with them, don't stay around them. Don't involve yourself with them. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power of Christianity. So the last days began with Jesus' birth and continues all the way to his second coming. The people described here are religious people. They bear the name of Christ, but not the nature of Christ. By all appearances, they are good Christian people on the outside, but on the inside, they are not. There's a lot of flesh. But we are not always to look at appearances only. We are not to be deceived by appearances only. John 7:24, do not judge according to appearance. Don't judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. Righteous judgment is biblical judgment. What does the Bible say? So this group of people that Paul warns Timothy about deny the power of the Christian life. They deny it on two different levels. In 1 Corinthians 1:18 tells us what the power of the Christian life is. The power of the Christian life, it says in 1:18, is the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are saved, it is the power of God. It's the message of the cross is the power of God. Foolishness to the unsaved, but those of us who are believers and understand the message, it is the power of God. The cross is the power of God to the Christian way of life on two different levels. I'm going to give you both levels this morning. Two different levels. The first level is this. They deny the power of the cross to save them. They deny the power of the cross, Jesus' sacrifice, his shed blood, what he did for them on Calvary. They deny that that was enough to save them. And therefore, they look to add to that cross other things. They add rituals to it. They add ceremonies to it. They add a system of works to it. They add something to it. Jesus' cross does a partial job of saving you, but you must do your part too. The partial credit goes to the cross of Christ, and then the other credit, partial credit, goes to you doing your part. You must do your part. You must change. You must repent and leave your sinful lifestyles. You must be baptized. You must go into certain ceremonies. You must do certain things in order to be considered saved. The cross couldn't save you all by itself. You had to participate somehow. Something more than just believing. Genuine Christianity, and what you believe and what I believe, we see the cross as having done everything. It did it all. Jesus did it all at the cross that was necessary for my salvation. Everything that was necessary for me to get to heaven, Jesus did it on the cross. And I don't need to add one thing to that to get to heaven. The only thing that the Lord asks of us is simply to believe it. So, all that was necessary for salvation, I need only to believe to be eternally saved. The cross is strong enough, it's powerful enough to save me without me having to add one single thing to it. I don't have to abandon all my former sins before I get saved. I get saved first, and God the Holy Spirit works in me to abandon those sins later. Nothing needs to be added to the cross. The cross saves, just like the thief on the cross who went to heaven immediately, was in paradise with Jesus that same day for simply believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. He had no opportunity to be baptized, no opportunity to do better, to turn over a new leaf, get therapy, go into rehab for his stealing addiction. He had no opportunity to do anything but trust the Lord, and that got him to paradise that very same day. The cross was powerful enough. The power of the cross is the power of the Christian life. Hebrews 7:25, therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost, completely, totally, without reservation, saving me to the uttermost, those who come to God through Jesus. He is able to save them totally and completely. He always lives making intercession for them. And so that's the first level of the cross. And there are many, many Christians who abandon the power of the cross. And they look for other things to add to it to get to heaven. There are even some denominations who are arrogant enough to claim that you must belong to their group in order to go to heaven. Jesus says, but you also have to be a member of this church to go to heaven. So there's a lot of manipulation going on, a lot of false doctrines going on, a lot of things being added to the cross, either before a person receives Christ or after a person receives Christ, in order to keep their salvation. You have to do these things. And they do not believe. It's a lack of faith in the power of the cross. It insults the sacrifice of Christ. It says what Jesus did is not enough. You've got to do your part, brother. That cross, you'll slip right out of God's fingers, as if his grasp is too weak. That's what they're saying. But we believe in the power of the cross to save. We believe when a person receives Christ as their Savior, they accept what he's done for them on the cross, they put their trust in that God Almighty saves them, they are in the Father's hand for all eternity, and nothing else has to be added to that to get them to heaven, and they are saved. Now they have the Holy Spirit placed within them at the same moment, and that Holy Spirit yearns and desires for a different life for them on earth. So to go back to their old way of living is going to be difficult for them because they have the Holy Spirit inside them. They have a nature contrary to what they used to be doing. There's going to be a conflict involved. And many, many people then realize that they need to follow the Lord, which is all part of the plan of God, but that's not salvation. That is beyond it. Salvation is the power of the cross, and that does it once and for all. Now, there are those who might agree with us on that count, that the power of the cross is the saving power of God, and that's enough. There might be people, there might be ministries and churches who agree with us. But then there are those, of course, who agree with us, but then they stumble on level two. Level one was the power of the cross to save me. Level two is the power of the cross to make a disciple out of me. Now, God wants to make me a disciple so he can use me to impact the life of other people, family, friends, strangers alike. Level two is God making me a disciple. Takes a believer and he makes a disciple out of them in order to serve the Lord. The cross is the power that God has to make disciples of people. It was first the power to get me saved on level one. Now I'm going to heaven. I'm secure in that. Now on level two, God wants to make a disciple out of me. That's his plan for my life. Conform me to the image of Christ and use me while I'm on the earth to minister to other people. People that sang up here this morning were ministering to people. People that serve in the church with different capacities, you guys that go and minister to other people around.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by R.W. Plumbing Limited Liability Corporation. R.W. Plumbing is a certified plumbing company.